This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening this morning. It's Thursday. Don't forget your homework is to watch the two-hour season premiere of Big Brother that was on
now
last
listen.
Night if you haven't already watched it. Yes, dear, what?
So your review of your experience last night on Big Brother was not great. Like you felt like you wasted your time and you should have just gone to bed. And
I should have just watched it today.
Here's another opinion of it, if I could. Okay. I could bring her in, but she just left. She was in here with me talking.
Oh, Christina, get her in here. That's
No, that's okay.
No. Now you brought it up. Now I want to talk to her. I miss her
so
much.
But here's what she said. So I said, okay. Hey, did you watch Big Brother? And she gets a big smile on her face. And she goes, yes. And I go, oh, this is already different than Clarkie's opinion. So let me dig a little further. And she goes, so her first thing is a big smile. Then she goes, it was so nice to have like real TV in real time back on. It felt great. And you know what? She goes, it felt normal. And then she goes, but there was a moment where they had masks on for, and I don't know what that moment was or when there were
before they were
with
allowed
masks.
In the house. Julie told them as they went into the house, as soon as you're in there, you can take it off.
So then she said,
clean.
Once they got their masks off or whatever, then they were all hugging. And she goes, oh, I wanted to hug people. I'm watching them hug. And I just thought, oh, hugs. I forgot about hugs.
They clearly also forgot about hugs because they were clinging to each other as though they were, you know, long lost sisters and brothers. Like, honest
oh, really?
To God. Well, I think just because, you know, we don't get to hug strangers anymore. You just don't. You're not even your
right.
friends. I mean, your close family, the people you're sheltered with, okay, you're hugging them. But in general, the hugs are out. So it's sort of, you know, they all know that they're clean and safe and no one's infected. Oh, it's going to be terrible if anybody comes down with it on there. Like, that well, is, it's going to ruin everything. It'll be over.
Well, oh, so that, and that's, looks like the way that they've gone into the baseball season. And that's, but they've done the tests and they've, did the quarantine as expected. And I just thought it was neat to see, like, I was surprised to hear that your negativity was like, oh my God, that's terrible. And then she's the exact opposite. She was like, oh, it was so nice to have it back.
My negativity, I will point out and specify, my negativity is 100% directed at Julie. Like, she's terrible. She's a terrible host. She always has been. She doesn't get any better. And if anything, she gets worse. She was awful,
all right.
as usual.
Thing sucks.
Yeah, that's right.
Point taken.
Write it and I'll do it live. But yeah, the show itself. Well, she's not wrong. I totally noticed the hugging thing. And it is going to be so nice to have that show. I know it's just a little thing, but for me, it's everything.
I'm Julie Chen Moonves. Good night.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
I like you, Julie.
Too.
I have no problem with
you. I like her, too.
Oh, my God. You guys are suck-ups. We don't even work at that company anymore. You don't have it.
I'm not a suck-up. That's the point. I don't know her. I don't have any. She's just fine. The show's the show, and she's just this person, the talking head on the show that I don't. You know, I she doesn't ruin it or doesn't make the show. She just is
worst.
Sort of there.
Yeah. But it could be so much better. That's all I'm saying. She just said, like, the questions that she asked, just listen to the questions that she asked them before they go in. Not like, how do you think your game will change? You know, what's the one takeaway? What's the biggest mistake you made? What do you think you did right or wrong? You know, things that have anything to do. She was like, you know, does anyone have pets? Who loves their pet the most? Like, it's like, I mean, not those questions, but honestly, that inane. Like, useless, time-filling questions. Like, they were like, ask some questions. And she's all like, what's your favorite food? Like, so bad. Anyway, right. You know what? Yeah, what are you getting me all riled up for, Vinny?
I'm not trying to get you riled up. I just wanted to offer a second review of last night's show, and it seemed very opposite to what you had said, as she was like smiling and said, it's so nice to have the show back, and it felt normal. And
she's such a fond of positivity. Oh,
the momentary mask use, she was really excited as they were all hugging. She was jealous. Yeah. And I thought, wow, I'll share that just so people hear a different side of it.
It'll be, look, I have no problem with the show, only with Julie. And thank God she's only on once a week. Okay, so let's do a little trash here. It's brought to you by walking. Keep up your steps while in quarantine. Go for a quick walk. Just a quick one. Take some deep breaths. Get out there. Have a mask handy in case you run into, you know, that family you see every time you go for a walk. You know, protect them, protect yourself, that kind of thing.
Right.
Walking. Thanks, Nikki. I took a look at this morning and I thought, you know, just to look. You know, you see the story and you go, oh, let's see what that's all about. I don't really get Selena Gomez. I think she's fine. I have no problem with her, but she's a little chipmunk cheeked and, you know, she looks so young and I don't know anything really about her personality. So but I'm about to find out because she's got a new show. It's a cooking show that she's doing for HBO Max. She's darling. Oh my God. I had no idea how darling she is. Did I cut out?
I just got cut out. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you no,
yeah,
you're
was
back
Sarah's,
now, but you cut out unit. For a chunk of that.
Mm-hmm. Hello, am I here?
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's a really
sorry,
long
go back
delay
to,
I can hear.
She's got a click. So what does she have?
She's got an amazing personality. Did you miss that part?
I thought you
she's got a new show on HBO.
Okay,
let me start from the beginning, ready? Selena Gomez.
You know, I feel like there's a huge delay. Suddenly something happened. Let's take a quick break.
Huge.
Why don't you load up a song, Nicole?
All right, let's take a break, play a song, and I'll reset my Comrex. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So we had some technical difficulties. It looks like perhaps they're worked out.
Yeah.
Want to watch me clap again? Is that pretty close?
Oh, that's real time. That's there you go.
Oh, great. Good. Oh, yeah. That's so close. Yeah, doing a lot of clapping. 2-second delay. Not really going to work for us. That's it for the celebrity trash for this time around. Now that everything's all back up and running, we're going to take a quick break and come right back with the news after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.